Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We're two girls obsessed with one thing.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
You know what I think about a lot?
Tell me what.
How laughing. Laughing is so important.
It's the best fucking medicine on the face of the earth.
I mean, it truly is. And today we have a guest. I mean, you're going to laugh so fucking hard. I have known our guest, which I'm going to introduce. My husband has probably known her 25 plus years. I've probably known her 20 years. She's literally almost a stand-up comedian. That's not reason why we're having her on, even though she is. Get ready. You're going to laugh. We have the one and only Bethany Frankel. She has become a beauty expert in her own right. And let me tell you something. She is huge in the world of beauty right now. I'm so excited to learn all about how she broke into this category, accomplished so many things. She's a businesswoman. She's smart as shit. She's an entrepreneur, an author, an investor, and an insane philanthropist, which you guys might not know. She invented the skinny girl margarita. Bethany Frankel, we fucking love you. We're so excited to have you on. And we're basically going to dive right in and we're going to go into
so much.
Her big beauty hall of fame, what she's really thinking. First of all, you fucking, I mean, I've known you, but you've blown up. And in
I have. And the first thing I'm stealing, which you didn't intentionally say, is beauty hall of fame. I'm doing that. I'm writing that down. I'm going to do a beauty hall, H-A-U-L, of fame. So thank you. I'm now on the beauty hall of fame.
Yeah,
and the beauty hall of fame.
The title of this episode is The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, Bethany's Hall of Fame of Beauty Reviews.
Oh, it is?
Yes, that's our title.
Then I'm stealing it.
You can steal it. No, but literally, I read this article. I don't know if it was in WWD or Glossy. I can't remember. And it was talking about de-influencers. And I was like, you know who started that? And I was like,
this
Bethany
one.
Frankel.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. You Thank came you. Into my mind. And I don't think of you as a de-influencer. I think of you as an authentic human who really speaks her mind in the best
gives
way.
Gives zero shits.
Gives zero shits in the best way possible. But I have to say, just for our listeners, and, you know, Bethany has taken care of herself for so many years. You've been, you know, I've known you have a love of beauty and fashion and art. But literally now the whole world is listening to you, I mean, and responding
so
to
weird.
You.
But you literally so make like looking at products funny. Like the way you do it, and I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. Like it genuinely, like I am like fascinated, riveted, want to know what you're going to talk about, but then I'm also laughing. And so to give it that twist in, you know, that algorithm when you're like scrolling and you see the same grid of the same, you know, 26 models putting on their contouring and I'm like, eh. And then I see you and you're like, this isn't worth it. This isn't worth it. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like drawn in and then I go down the rabbit hole and it like turns my day around.
I appreciate that. It was, I think I was thinking today because I was talking in a college and I was thinking about the skinny girl margarita and they were like, how did you break through and choose to go into these two categories? And I was like, I didn't choose it at all. I just wanted to drink a damn drink that I felt decent about. And, you know, it landed me when I saw all the fish in the water. I said, oh, okay, let's go that direction, take the boat over there. But this was completely ridiculous. If anyone's over 92 and ever saw the original the producers where they produce a play that's supposed to be a tax write-off and it ends up being successful, or Small-Time Crooks where they have a mob front and they're baking cookies and it becomes successful. That's what it was. I literally did everything to fail. I would be in my pajamas with my hair everywhere, looking with mascara down my face, not putting on things right, layering things on top of each other. Because I was just screwing around, just myself. I didn't even understand TikTok. And I was like, wait, I have this expired cream from 2,000 years ago. And then over here is CoverGirl. Like, how could this be so much better? I'm watching these people and I feel like my life's going to change if I buy this thing they're selling. I didn't think about lighting. I didn't think about filters. I didn't think about influencer. I didn't think about anything. I just thought, these people look stunning. I'm going to look like them if I buy that product. So I started playing around and like walked into this room. I could have walked into like the M&M's room. I just happened to walk into this room because I was talking about this thing. It was totally ridiculous and accidental. I don't know how to do my own makeup. I now do more after this year, but like,
was there one post that you can point to that was like the post?
Well, was it in your closet?
They're mostly in your closet.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. No, the closet, terrible lighting. No idea. Like the overhead light, no one told me. I didn't get any memo. I was just screwing around. I also didn't understand how many views really meant. I think I had had some other things that were funny do well for sure. But like, I had never seen numbers like this. And I was like, what's going on? Like, it just felt like this is weird. It was really strange. Don't forget, I don't own any new makeup. I would never spend $50 on a makeup product ever. It's so stupid. I would never. So I own nothing. So everything I have was given to me or sent to me or expired, or some makeup artist left it. So that's where I started. So like, and I never would wear makeup ever. So I was sitting here, and the idea that I would then be putting on makeup every day was completely absurd to everyone around me. It's so ridiculous. So I just realized that women needed someone to break through the bullshit. Just be like, no, yes and no. Like, we need some help.
Okay, so we're going to kind of dive deep in your process. Walk us through, how can you tell if a product is good in the right way? What do you look for? Do you feel like you use it a couple times? Can you tell right away? And then we're going to do drugstore versus luxury. But can you tell right away when you like something?
The truth is yes. And it's not because I've tried it for 6 weeks and did I see the discoloration fade? Because that's a separate category. That's like the biologique toner or something that you know because you've used it forever and the tingle in your skin and that sort of thing that you kind of even still do know right away. Like you still do know if something is really exfoliating. You can even kind of tell with a vitamin C serum based on not just that it says X percent. You can sort of tell, feel, smell. It doesn't mean you've taken the 6 weeks to do some results study because it's not that. And truthfully, most over-the-counter products, it's not going to be drastic. It's going to be some sort of nice exfoliation from a tingling pad that you can get at a drugstore or at the beauty counter, but the beauty counter is not going to get you closer to a dermatologist's office than the drugstore. And the old one, and I liked that because it made me feel like it was working. And the drugstore version of that is Pixi, the pads. They're actually good. They're good. So it's that you could tell if something's a little watered down. You could tell if it's got good quality ingredients. You could tell if it's going to absorb into your skin. You can tell, I know skincare, like I understand that I could feel it. You could tell if the toner, if the sprayer, even if the scent is going to be tolerable or if it's too fragrant, or if the spray itself is like a good spray. Here's the thing. It was harder in the beginning. Mm. Now I have no tolerance for bullshit because I've seen, there's not a product that I haven't seen that I haven't tried. I mean, it's very rare that there'll be something that I don't at least know about or peripherally understand.
She could be our third co-host.
Yeah, you could be. I mean, I got to tell you, I feel like my knowledge is, there's nothing I'm smarter in than beauty products.
Yeah, we're on point.
I know, I can catalog back to like prescriptive traceless tinted moisturizer from like 2006.
From a year ago to now is where I am.
I go deep.
I'm from the dollar store to every object at Hermes. Like every aspect of everything at TJ Maxx, like every single thing, the difference between Walgreens, like honestly, it's crazy.
You have to tell her about the Hermes.
I mean, I just tried the Hermes bronzer and I'm obsessed with it. Have you tried it yet?
You have to try it.
Yes.
It's like good. I think it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I think it's good. I think it's good. But, you know, you got to take five things exactly next to each other. You've got to take the one square of e.l.f. and compare it to the Gucci bronzer. And then you'll be like, what the fuck? It's like everything on its own is good. Go eat a piece of pizza at a great pizza place. It's delicious. Put it next to four other ones that you also separately on a different day, different mindset, different emotions. Put it next to all four of those pizzas. Yeah. You're going to then find out what's really the best.
Totally.
All right. We're going to start.
Very tedious.
We're going to start drugstore versus luxury for makeup. And then we'll do skincare, foundation or tinted moisturizer. What do you like?
Well, foundation, I'm surprised. This is something I recently did and that I went back to. I tried it in the beginning, but it was an older formulation, an older bottle, because it was just something I had. I was shocked. I did the same thing I did with the concealer. I put like five and I wore them all day and I was doing semi-finalists and had everybody around me. La Prairie. I didn't even post that. That's the La Prairie foundation. Is really good and weird. This drugstore one, this new one, not the same, just underneath this new IRL Revolution is very good. It's very good.
So you're talking for La Prairie, you're talking about the Skin Caviar, right? Where like the concealer comes in the lid. Is that the one?
And I didn't even go into that yet because I didn't try that because I don't love pot concealers for our age. I just don't think that they ultimately work. They get creasy, but I was shocked by that La Prairie because I mean, I went through
it's a beautiful
Gaga,
one.
Mario. I went through up and down Dior. I did all of it. That's a good one.
I forget that the one hiccup I have with that La Prairie, because I have tried that, is their colors. They don't have a lot of great colors and they tend to read a little pink sometimes.
Are you more peachy pink or are you more yellow olive?
I'm neutral with that. The Christopher Buckle said, because I think it was Patrick Ta or somebody was like, what's your undertone? I go, what are you talking about? So Christopher told me I was medium with olive or neutral. Okay. But here's another thing I find that I learned through this process. Like, it doesn't matter if it's close and you get there with all the layering things that are going on now, yeah, with the bronzer liquid underneath, with the glowy stuff, with the powder, with the, you could get your color. You like, yeah, or you can mix something else with it. Like you can make it. It's, yeah, like, it's not, people get stuck, mm-hmm, stuck in this thing being their color. Mix one of those bronzing things in it and make it darker, or mix like a light concealer and make it lighter.
I'm going back to the La Prairie, guys. I'm going to try it again.
You're
going to
try it again.
I really liked it.
So the drugstore one, IRL, is that it?
That I tried yesterday. So I haven't been through that a lot. To be honest, I really like the Neutrogena Healthy Skin Foundation. It's got its bad applicator, but it's SPF 15. I found it in the beginning. I was shocked. It's really natural, really nice. And some people don't like the smell. I didn't have a problem with it, but I wore it on TV for 10 days and everyone loved it. Was the Wet n Wild Dewy Lumina. That's a good one.
Ooh,
too.
Ooh, look at that.
It's $3. It's shocking.
$3?
Some people have a problem with the smell. Yeah, it's like $3, $4. It's or since I promoted it and sold it out, maybe it's more, but
Wet n Wild
Dewy Lumina.
Dewy Lumina.
Just
I don't know.
Put it on
one.
And you'll see the Lumineux, the dewy, not the matte.
Yeah. I feel like all I do is talk about how I can't believe the time is going by so fast. I'm constantly talking about the next season ahead, the next month ahead. So here we are talking about summer. It's really, really crazy. And with summer truly just right around the corner, I can't believe I'm saying that. It's time to show off your bright side with Macy's. You guys know very well by now, Macy's is my trusty go-to for all things. How could we not talk about our summer wardrobe if we're talking summer, right? Whether you're adding a bit of fun to your look with a bold lip, hello coral, or going all in with fuchsia, I love a fuchsia dress, a yellow dress, a beige dress, which looks amazing when you're just a little bit of tan, even if it is a fake tan. Macy's makes it so easy to embody the spirit of summer. I already have so many things on my wish list. Stuber, close your ears and eyes for the matter. Don't miss out on summer's must-haves like head-to-toe linen looks, summer totes, stackable rings to make accessorizing ultra-personal, because really, that's what it's all about. Now really is the time to get those staples like the perfect beach bag you've been eyeing, or when it comes to the beach bags, think even bigger, better, but that's just me. Something to fit your towel in, your magazines, your SPF, all your kids' stuff. What am I missing? Snacks. Wine, just come prepared, people. And bring the refresh on home with farm-inspired home decor, glassware, and bedding. They do it so well. There is nothing I love more than entertaining outdoors during the summer months. Rosé in hand, Marc on the side, with family, friends, under the stars. It's truly magical. I'm getting so excited for summer. There's no time like the present to get super organized. Get your kids super organized and your husband. Macy's has all the answers for you. Make sure and check out Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. So for anyone who has blonde hair, you know the struggles when it comes to hair dulling, getting brassy, and fading after only a few weeks of having beautiful, fresh color done. And it's not our colorist's fault. People think it is. It's our showers. I'm so beyond excited to talk to you guys today about Jolie, because Jolie is truly about to be a major game changer in all of our lives. Jolie is a beauty wellness company focused on purifying the quality of our water for better skin and hair. We all know to filter the water we drink, but why not the water we shower in? Many of our skin and hair issues actually start with our water. Dry skin, acne, damaged hair, eczema, change in hair color, rashes, even hair loss. The water we shower in is fundamental to the quality of our hair and skin. So that's why Jolie is really tackling the root cause with the Jolie filtered shower head. You guys, I just got the modern chrome filter one. It is amazing. It's chic. You can already see a major difference in my hair, my skin. It's super easy to install. Well, the pressure is amazing, and that is very important. The design and unboxing experience is also pretty great, too. I'm seeing my colorist Liz tomorrow night, and I know she's going to be very, very pleased with my hair quality. It'll save us time not having to get all the damaging metals out before we highlight. And trust me, she makes me do it every single time. Not anymore. By filtering your shower water, you are getting to the root of the problem and eliminating the contaminants, preventing you from your best skin and hair. Jolie is built to remove chlorine and heavy metals, period, and they are the main culprits in causing damage to your skin and your hair. Get filtered shower water at www.jolieskinco.com. That's JOLIESKINCO.com, or follow them at Jolie Skin Co. on Instagram to learn more.
Now, what about concealer?
So the concealer, I really like the NYX Can't Stop, Won't Stop, like a lot. It's really good. It's really good. And it, I mean, you know, the thing, it depends on everyone's criteria. So everybody's like, will it crease? Well, everything's eventually going to crease.
Well, that's what we always say. Yeah. Like everything's going to crease a little bit.
Right. And then the powders you're putting in, they're all going to make it less. It's drying in some level. But the NYX Can't Stop, Won't Stop is very, very good from drugstore, I have to say.
And what about Luxe?
Luxe, I went into this skewed thinking it was going to be the Clay de Peau, and I really like that brand overall. The best corrector is Lancome Tint Idole, I-D-O-L-E, the orangey, peachy corrector. Mm-hmm. No, you almost don't even need foundation. And by the way, that's the same story with your tones. Everyone's so concerned about their tones with concealer. So like, e.l.f. has these new corrector sticks. Like they're little, they look like, you know, spongy. Like they look like they're a concealer. They have a very bright orange one. So does L'Oreal in a squeezy tube. Take that and add that to your existing concealer. Make it correctory. Everyone goes out and runs to buy the thing marketed. Just like make it peachier. Make the light one that wasn't your color. You could kind of adjust, you know, mixing other things together.
I'm going to try the Lancome one. Yeah.
Very good. That's for the corrector. For the concealer, there's another Lancome that's in one of those like glass little things with the black on top. And it looks like that Dior concealer one, which I like too. I like those concealers also from the higher end.
Have you tried the Chanel? I just got it. It's Sublimage and it's in like a jar.
It kind of looks like a weird orangey color.
It's got a peachy undertone, and it's
concealer.
It's a concealer, but it also corrects. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I just got it last week.
All right, I'm going to write that down.
It definitely though, it conceals. I mean, like it's true conceals.
And
it's not
builds.
Like an under eye kind of dewy kind of, you know,
but it's really amazing.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's really good. You can only get it on their website or at their little like boutique beauty stores.
I'm still obsessed, and it's not a true concealer, but I'm still obsessed with the Natura Bisse.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, it's
like an eye cream.
It's an eye cream with a tint, kind of just like light lits called Lip From Within. It is so beautiful. You don't feel, and then you can add just a dot of a concealer. I love it. So good.
Yeah, that look, you're talking about one of those that's like a correctory it's under a eye cream.
No, it's called like, the Cocoon Eye Cream. Cocoon Eye Cream.
Okay, and it's expensive, but it is great.
It's good. It's a good one.
And what do you guys think about, there's this world of high-end brands that most people, you are not most people, haven't heard of that, you know, they're very expensive, so I keep them and I think they're all good, but obviously you can't keep 500 brands. And so one is the Revive.
Revive.
Is like, there's one like called like Rakonavit or something, or Rakovit. It's very high end. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know Revive. They have a great eye. It's a little more chalky than the Natura Bisset.
You have to know of this other brand, like Avana Kid or something. It's okay. And then there's another one. I got to go upstairs and look later or send it to you. It starts with an L, not Lancer and not. There's a couple of ones that are like in this weird in-between world of like very expensive, but not very common and heard of. Like that.
Like Mother.
MBR is the one that just gets me. Like the face creams from MBR are like, you know, thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. They have a $2,000 face serum. Like how can that work? Is that going to work?
It can't be that elevated. I'll tell you that I do think though that the most elevated brand that when I looked at most of the things, you know, it's like Hermes. Should you be going in and spending that on something like a bag? Maybe not, but will it last? And will you pass it down for generations? Yes. So will you feel excited and save up? Maybe. So I think that the brand that's that is Clé de Peau.
It's
clean. And we loved, it's called The Foundation number 40, medium coverage. It's a little thicker. And I know you don't like a pot, but it's a pot foundation. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
It is. I tried it. The one that's $300.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I tried it and it was beautiful. It sat on that little stand.
Yeah.
But like the things you wouldn't think from that brand, they have these little, they look like they're lip glosses, but they're liquid illuminators. One of them looks almost iridescent. They're stunning. They have, and I always say that the glow is bullshit. Like you could get it from the drugstore and everyone's hawking Rare Beauty in Charlotte. There's one, it's got like Twilight in the name. There's one powder highlighter. When you look at it, you're going to think it wouldn't go for your tone, that it looks like it's for a Disney princess. It's like purples and whites and whatever. I put it on. I was like one of those people having an orgasm. It is. And their brushes, have you seen their foundation brush? It looks like a piece of art.
Is this Clé de Peau?
It's like that, like ceramic. Insane.
I'm
not being paid by them. I should be.
You should be, by the way. In terms of a highlighter on the lower end, what do you like?
Revolution has a trio. I could show it to you. It's right here. It's really elite. Essence has a quad. It's really good. It's a quad of different, and they have two different colorways, but you can go and literally be like, that one's the most like Rare Beauty. That one's the most like Charlotte Tilbury. There's four in each. And then Revolution. Oh no, this is Essence also. Essence is really, their game is
Where do you get Essence? Right now.
You could get it at some elite drugstores or online, but like it's the fact that these brands to their drugstore are elevating their packaging too.
And that looks like Hourglass.
Oh, that looks just like Hourglass. That's beautiful.
It's really, really nice. Like, and because you want to feel good about it. Like some of this plastic packaging, you know, I've complained about to these brands. Like, I'm like, no, you gotta, we're gonna do it. We'll go with you to the drugstore, but you gotta take it to the next level.
Look at that mirror. God, the Gucci YSL compact comparison that you did, you were like, this is a diaper thing. Have you seen this one?
No.
Oh my God. It was these palettes.
True though. How true and ridiculous. Because the YSL ones are
It's like a
elite.
Clutch. It's the clutch.
And
it's
they're
leather.
And they're elite. They're great. Like I used today the black as an eyeliner. I was rushing. I had to go to some appearance. So I was like, just use the brush to make the black shadow an eyeliner and it looks like a liquid liner. They're elite.
But the Gucci plastic, and the Gucci was more expensive, wasn't it?
The Gucci plastic was the number one insult. The number one insult I've had was the Gucci plastic, the Chantecaille highlighter for $92 where they give it $8 to charity. Thank you. I've got a charity. It's be strong. We're good. That was really insulting. And that was the number two insulting. There was something recently that was really insulting. Oh, Rihanna's football sponge for $16. You could bend me over, but like that was too hard. Like that was too much. Too much, too hard. Couldn't take it.
It's expensive.
Oh, yeah. My God.
A $16 sponge? Stop.
Is it a football? Is it a football?
No. Thank you for asking. No, it was a sponge in that shape, whatever that, like, you know.
Yeah.
Oval. Marquee-shaped sponge that had a few lines. But it was like, wasn't a, you know. It was, yeah.
So it was like a limited edition?
I do like her new like lip stains.
Yeah, she's got great. I like her lip glosses. I'm into her glosses.
Okay, lip pencils.
I cannot call myself a pencil expert, but I like NYX. But I cannot.
And we're not pencil experts either. No,
because I don't care. Like I think that the lip category overall, you really could go from the top to the bottom and do. I mean, I literally had a lip on. I still have dollar store makeup on. I was at the dollar store today, and they have these little quads that look like a thinner version of the Benefit, like that cardboard, pretty colorful outside, and the inside looks like orgasm. And they have a lip that like stays on from, it was hours ago. That's not on now anymore. That was like this peachy coral color. I was like, what the hell?
Your lip color is still beautiful.
Yeah, whatever it's on.
Oh, thank you. This is Elf.
Elf. Beautiful.
Elf is a great brand.
Elf is a great brand.
And they did that brilliant Jennifer Coolidge commercial, which I'm still obsessed with.
Yeah, we're obsessed with it.
It wasn't as great a brand a year ago. They took their stuff to the next. They did something happen and they took it to the next level. Like they are not playing games.
I mean, their price point is everything from like $10 to $30, right? Like it's not.
I don't even think there's $30. And they're also doing under eye creams and face creams that are excellent. They're not playing any games.
No, they are not playing any games.
All right, so let's talk mascara because I love mascara.
Oh, wait, back to Elf. You guys have to have their precision brushes.
Oh, really?
They're beyond precision brushes. The precision ones, the ones that like look lucite on the bottom, that big foundation brush is phenomenal. So sorry, go ahead.
No, I wanted to hit mascara next.
So mascara, I cannot call myself an expert, but I've been through a lot of them. And, you know, I always love when like I was like rolling my eyes, just like this is, and then something goes on and it is really good. So the other day I tried this Lancome. I think Lancome really, really thrives in mascara. Like they know they and L'Oreal do thrive. But they had this, it was exactly what it said it was going to be. It was like a lash serum, but it felt like a lash serum mascara almost. Like it gave you something, but it felt like really glidey when it was going on and your eyes woke up. And it was like that sort of daytime thing. That was cool. I do think Essence has their Princess Mascara. It's $5. It's the most affordable, best one. I did one recently by Lottie. That was good. I think It, Superhero, Thrive, they're really doing great stuff. Like it's really good mascara.
Who are we talking about? Is that Hilary Duff who said Thrive?
Yes.
Yeah. That mascara is undeniable. It's not expensive. It's clean. It's beautiful. Have you ever used it?
I haven't used it. I have to try it. I need to order it. I haven't ordered it.
It's excellent. The only thing is that tubing mascara, it can be like PC on your face. And like, you're never going to win. Something's always going to be wrong with everything. But when you're wearing it, it's great. And I thought that the telescopic that was MascaraGate was really good.
Which one's the telescopic?
I don't know the telescopic.
Oh, yeah. I'm in like the bowels of beauty TikTok. Like this is like the there was like the mascara gate. There was a massive controversy because Michaela, an influencer, posted, this is an interesting topic for your podcast, actually. So I'm glad we went there because Michaela, who has like 15 million followers, she did an ad for L'Oreal Telescopic, a sponsored post. And she showed the before and after, and these viewers are experts. And they noticed that it could not possibly be mascara that could have made that difference and that she had put Ardell Wispies on. I believe they even said Ardell Wispies, which is precisely what she used. That's what's scary. So it was like a scandal for a week and everyone was coming for her, like canceling her. 55 million people watched this video. And early on in it, when I saw a couple of people talk about it, I didn't know it was going to be a thing. I did a video about no mascara is going to change your life. And I tried the L'Oreal Telescopic Mascara that she did this massive ad for, which she was wearing falsies, but never outwardly admitted to it. And it was amazing, but it did bring up ethics in these sponsored posts. And that's what started de-influencing as a current topic. That mascara video is why you're hearing about de-influencing now. That's what started it.
Wait, she wore video. Wispies?
Yes, in a mascara. But a lot of times commercials, I guess, on the bottom, you're a model, maybe you don't have an experience, this on the bottom or an ad says like have enhanced with false lashes or something. So it brought up something in the beauty industry. Nobody in the beauty industry doesn't know about this thing because it brought up topics of influencers. And, you know, you have these young girls, they're 20-something year old girls, and they're doing these business deals, these major multi-billion dollar brands. What the hell do they know
Yeah.
about like real, like, respectfully, big girl, major business. Like,
and did you like the mascara?
I loved the mascara. I thought it was great. It was really good.
She didn't need the wispies.
She didn't need the wispies. No.
She didn't need the whiskies, but it will forever go down in social media history as mascara gate. It's a thing.
Okay, I'm really excited to talk to you guys about a brand I recently discovered. Une Femme. Isn't the name chic? Une Femme is a premium award-winning, woman-made sparkling wines that give back to charities that benefit women. I mean, it's kind of the best concept ever. Une Femme can be found on the wine list at some of the best restaurants and luxe hotels. Think St. Regis, Ritz-Carlton Properties, also Target, Sprouts Farmers Market, and other fine wine retailers across the country. What I love about the brand, besides that it's delicious wine, which we'll talk about more in a second, they're all about uplifting, supporting, gathering, and building communities of women, because when women get together, magic happens. It's just really true. Let's talk about their flagship wines. That's the Betty. And then there's the Cali, which represents the very best in modern California winemaking. The Betty, well, I love the name. It's light, it's versatile. California's sparkling white wine crafted in Une Femme's signature dry, modern, fresh brut style. A percentage of proceeds from sales of the Betty, named after Betty White, my favorite, is donated to Dress for Success. Well, the Cali. Now, the Cali is a 91-point, award-winning sparkling rosé that was crafted for rosé all day, all year long. A percentage of proceeds from sales of the Cali are donated to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. You guys, it is an incredible rosé, so you're drinking and you're giving back. These wines are beautifully balanced. They're not sweet. They're thoughtfully produced, woman-made, and they give back. A total win-win all around. Also, just to be clear, these sparkling wines are not champagne. They are California Brut, sparkling whites, and rosé wines. Guys, I cannot wait for you to try them. Go to uf.wine/lipstick. That's uf.wine/lipstick to find Une Femme wines at retailers near you and get $5 off per bottle. A deal for our podcast insiders. That's uf.wine/lipstick, L-I-P-S-T-I-C-K, to learn more. Restrictions may apply. Please drink responsibly. Must be 21 years or older. Founded on the principles of dermacosmetics, MediHeal merges science and beauty to provide solutions for your skin concerns. With a legacy of exclusive ingredients and advanced technologies, their research-backed treatments deliver effortless results. Okay, so full disclosure, I'm obsessed with sheet masks. Did you guys know that the MediHeal is the number one best-selling sheet mask brand in Korea? MediHeal upgraded their best-selling sheet mask to boost efficacy, so now they have even more exclusive active ingredients. They have their newly relaunched Tea Tree and Collagen Essential Masks, and NMF ampule masks, which infused with even more powerful ingredients and exclusive complexes to deliver results you can instantly see and feel in really just 10 minutes. The collagen essential mask lifts and firms. It has 3 times more collagen actives than the first MediHeal generation mask for an intensive firming effect. It really does leave the skin youthful and bouncy looking. I'm also obsessed with the Tea Tree Essential Mask. It has 3 different tea tree actives. It's tough on blemishes, yet gentle on your skin. The result? It's clear and balanced skin. MediHeal added a bottle of extra serum to the award-winning NMF Ampule Mask. Their mask, it instantly relieves dry skin and boosts hydration with a complex of natural moisturizing factor ingredients for dewy, glowing skin. You guys, for our listeners, we're getting you guys 35% off when you purchase MediHeal's Collagen Essential Mask 10-Pack, Tea Tree Essential Mask 10-Pack, and or NMF Ampule Mask 10-Pack. Shop MediHeal's official Amazon store and enter code LIPSTICK35 at checkout. Enter MediHeal's TikTok giveaway. Go to MediHeal US. That's at MediHeal US on TikTok and enter to win their 30 mask giveaway valued at $70. Follow MediHeal US on TikTok and like their giveaway post to enter to win. 3 lucky winners will be selected.
So what about bronzer? We touched on it before. I mentioned my bougie bronzer, but what bronzers do you like?
Now we going liquid, we going balm, we going cream, we going pot.
I don't know. Let's do them all.
So tried and true cream. Team Chanel.
Yeah. That's so
and
good.
Came in with that. That's old school. And it came in with that. Now, almost as good as that, just a little creamier. Like, so you may not want that schmeary, you know what I mean? Cream sometimes. Like, Chanel has enough schmear.
Got a little gel
dry
texture to it, though, which makes it a little nicer.
Exactly. So sometimes it's too much schmear. Like, Merit is too, like, sheery, schmeary.
Yeah.
And Say's decent. Charlotte Tilbury's too sticky. And the one by ColourPop, Sol, S-O-L. Smells like coconuts. It's reasonably priced, very reasonably priced. And it's like Chanel. It's really, really good. I today put one on 5 minutes ago when I was piling 50 pounds of makeup on. So I have to try it again. But Beauty Blender came out with a bronzer and like highlighter little duo. Mm-hmm. And the highlighter is whatever. It's a cream, whatever highlighter. But I was just playing around. I was like, let me try this. I was like a throwaway. And the bronzer came. I was like, whoa. And I liked the Mario cream bronzer. It was very good, but this was like a whoa, but it was so recent. I haven't really like lived in
this
dated
was a
it,
whoa.
This was a whoa. And that's
Beauty
Blender in the little pot. I had a whoa on that medium brown bronzer. I was like, whoa. Okay. Cause everything I'm like, get it out of here. Take it away immediately.
I do. I actually like the powder by Mario's highlighter, like the bronzer. I liked the powder one. Have you used that one?
Who's? Mario Brothers? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice. I liked it. And that's like easier to do for some reason. I don't find it to be such a challenging, like the Kosas one is nice. House Labs is a little more concentrated. The Gucci one, you're right. You like the Gucci one. And I think that the Hermes is a cousin of the Gucci one. That's why I think you like it. It's like a little floaty. It's like a little airy.
It's got like, I like that it's got three different colors in it and it's got a little bit of shimmer. It's just got the right amount of shimmer in there so it's not too flat. That's my pet peeve with bronzers.
Well, you would like Revolution. You got to go on their website. They have a thing called, it's a big round gold, like it almost looks like gold crinkle, like bumpy on the top. It's like, it might be called, it's not the Goddess Glow, that's a square. It's another glow bronzer and it's like a bronzer. So it's like a blush and a bronzer, but it's got that shimmer. It's almost like if a blush, a highlighter and a bronzer got together, which I feel like is nice for the summer. Cause like,
yeah,
it's like the old days when we used that terracotta stuff.
Threw it
everywhere. It felt like that, one swoop. Cause I've heard you before, Molly, talk about like just the no makeup and the running out, this little thing you're doing in the summer. Yeah. It's
the terracotta. I forgot about that.
It's like that. It's like that vibe. I liked it because no one's doing that. It's like all these things in one. And I like that.
Dude, that bronzer is still around though.
Is it still around?
Guerlain?
Yeah. And it's weird because Guerlain is like a high-end brand. In my mind, terracotta is a cheap brand. Like feels like it's its own brand, but I forget that it's part of the other thing.
It's part of it.
God, so I bought the terracotta, and it's funny because I didn't call it Guerlain, I called it terracotta. I bought their cream bronzer stick, and it was absolutely fine. Like Chanel bronzer stick. It's absolutely fine.
God, take me back.
I just want to like go through like every product I have in my bag and be like, what do you think of this? Tell me everything.
You can. That's a good thing for me to do. I was going to do it with my assistant, like bringing your makeup bag.
I'm like, I've got lots. I mean, you should see how much I packed.
Okay, eyeshadow. What's like a good, great, smoky, beautiful, bronzy palette?
Ooh, this is a good one. And I'm giving you ones that are like not duh, you know?
Yeah.
Like ones that are very not duh. Like, okay. And by the way, I could say Tom Ford because you know they're going to have it even though I don't know it well. Those little quads are annoying. Like I want a palette. I guess that's fine for travel, but if I'm going to do a travel one, I want it to have like more going on. It's like going to have... It's going to be like that Charlotte Tilbury travel one, which I don't think is great, but at least it's giving like highlight and bronzer and other stuff. Like we're traveling or the Hourglass $86 ones. At least you're like, you're bronzing, you're highlighting, you're eyeshadowing. Like you got a lot of shit that you're powdering. Got a lot of shit going on in there. We're traveling. I don't like these little piecemeal pieces in my drawer. So I don't like the circles, the little squares. It's clutter. I like palettes. So let's just get that out of the way. So ColourPop coconuts. Amazing for that, like, yeah, bronzery, neutrally, pewtery, like that world. ColourPop is amazing. And Because I like when a brand like takes you through the gradual color. It's not like these big surprises. Like we're just like, oh, it's purple and it's blue and we're every, and I'm like, I need you guys to work together in this palette.
Let's shade on shade on shade on shade on shade. You know what I mean?
Let's Pantone it up. Let's Pantone it up. Pantone should do a collaboration. You know, this just happens to be sitting here. Tarte does a good job. It's like, okay, we're neutrals and we're moving into pink and then and pink shimmer. Like, let's have a symphony, like a flow with this thing.
You know who makes a good eyeshadow palette is Patrick Ta.
I agree because of what I just said, but the shimmers are a little
shimmery,
sticky. Like they don't, like, it's not even. It could be a little, I call it PC.
PC.
The regular colors are good, but the shimmers are a little PC. But I love your journey because I like that what you're saying. It's like neutrally and you know you're going to bring it away and you'll have everything you need, now, which is positive.
I have a question. Do you ever worry about with some of the less expensive brands that they're not clean? Like that's like a big thing that people are like, well, what are the ingredients, the integrity of the ingredients? You know?
Well, it's funny that you say that. So I liken this to going, now I liken this to going on HSN and telling them, but I want to do the vegan salad dressing and I want to do the whatever. And they're like, literally 8% of our audience is vegan and 12% or no, 12% are vegetarian, 8% are vegan. Nobody gives a shit. We're not. So what happens is you do a clean post and people are like, okay, get that out of the way. I have four kids. I got it. I'm trying to get to pick up and drop off. I need you to get me there. I need no foreplay, no lube. I need to get to the main act. What's good? What's bad? I'll read my own goddamn labels. Like they don't, you know, I want that and I'm aware, but not militant about it. Cause it's like, you could get into that vegetarian thing with a friend. We'd be like, oh, what about your leather bag? What about, so now a friend is preaching to me and you know, I'm like, what about what you ate? Or what about what you did this? So you cleaned your house. Like,
totally agree.
I would love to be perfect, but this is, we're doing a volume business over here. Like there's too many things I'm talking about for me to stop
not,
down.
Let's not worry about the 1 or 2% of people that are concerned about the ingredients.
It's also not who I am. I don't like know enough. So now I'm going to be a scientist and I'm going to come in because also there's no true definition of clean. Yeah. It's a word.
Well, I
it's
think
like saying natural.
I think that's a very fair point. I think there's a lot of, you know, makeup brands that say, oh, we're clean. And then you actually read the fine print. They're like, we're 88% clean. And it's like, okay, well then, you know.
I know.
And the brands that don't tell it.
No,
are actually,
right.
Like Clé de Peau, to your point, Clé de Peau, the serum came back as excellent on like a clean factor.
That yucca thing. Mm-hmm. That
Yucca. You're the yucca. Yes,
well, that's amazing. And they're not even marketing that.
They're not even marketing that. And neither does Chanel with like their Le Beige foundations. Mm-hmm. Those are all excellent and clean on yucca or however you say it. Like all of
those.
So
they're just being aware, but they're not on the front. But that's interesting because most people think if you walk into Whole Foods, you walk in and you're going to just be healthy and lose weight with every single thing you eat.
I used to think that. I used to walk into that Whole Foods in Tribeca and be like,
you're
I'm skinny.
It's like a whole paycheck.
I'm skinny. I'm here.
when we were in high school, I was like, everything you eat, you're going to be fine. So that's the thing. Cause you could be like, oh, wait, they don't test on animals. Oh, that means it's clean. Or they don't do this. Oh, that means it's clean. Like I ate candy the other day that said, natural flavors. So I sent it to my friend. She's like, but they do use colors. I'm like, oh, like I can't win.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's true.
From the packaging to the ingredients, like it's all like, oh, you're glass. Boy, you can't be glass. You can't be plastic.
Exactly.
You can't be, you know, it's very tricky. All right, let's move on to, well, should we do primer? Are you into primer?
I am into primer because it was such, like you see too on social media, there was a moment when everybody's talking about glowy serums. And everybody's talking about primers and everyone right now it's liquid bronzers because of this drunk elephant drops. Like there are little pockets for like weeks where it's just like what people are talking about. So I got knee deep into the primers during primer week and Alicia Keys launched a good one. But first of all, primers have many faces. You could be the sticky elf grippy primer factory. You could be the glowy serum-y factory. You could be the really glowy, creamy Charlotte Tilbury e.l.f. Halo Glow. And they're all serving. You're only putting one thing under. So you have to choose who you are. You know, there's like Tatcha has a blurring one. So I've chosen to be the serum-y glowy person underneath. Not quite that like Halo thing. I do the glow, but like that is more of like a highlighter concealer-y type of foundation.
Yeah, we're more the super glowy, serum-y.
Okay, so
what do you like?
Okay. So in the super glowy serum-y space, the MAC Radiance Primer is nice. The Alicia Keys is really, really good. That was one of the ones that wasn't just all hype. If you're not getting into like Tin Man category, like then there's the next category you could get into with like the closest one that's like glowy. Like that's different. I do have to say, I do like the Chanel one that has the little balls in it. The Le Beige.
Oh, I love the Le Beige.
I love those. That's
nice. It's giving a little glow, not too crazy.
Yeah.
This is my gift to you. In that vein of highlighter, Dr. Hauschka, not highlighter, bronzer. Dr. Hauschka has like one of those serum-y, skincare-y, health food story bronzers.
I love that.
I love Dr. Hauschka.
It's such a good one.
And that's a bronzer, which is shocking to give you that like drunk elephant bronzy thing. But what you
I
feel
used
like
to
it's
use
skincare.
That years ago.
So
I used
we
to,
both did.
Yeah, I used that years ago. You could buy it at Whole Foods. And I actually like
their- You still can buy it at Whole Foods.
And they have their tinted day cream, which is actually really beautiful. It's very heavy and thick, but it's got a tint to it. It gives you a really beautiful-
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Dr. Hauschka tinted day cream is gorgeous.
Remember Walita, the skin food?
Yeah.
I love that.
My overall feeling about primers is that your good serum and your moisturizer are primers. And you see on social media them showing you how their skin is so glowy when they put it on is because you just hydrated your skin. You put toner on, you put serum, your skin's glowing because it's hydrated. Like yeah. You just put it on. No matter, I could put on Crisco frosting. Like it does, whatever I just put on is going to look like, so it's like talk to me 4 hours later.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
You got to really feed the beast.
Well, I just want to say, like, the highlighter that you have on right now, I know you've had it on all day from the dollar, whatever you were, but it's beautiful.
Well, which one? Because I have three different. Okay. Are you talking about the one over here? Because yeah. This is not the dollar store. This is the one I told you about. This is the best highlighter I've ever put on my face.
This is the Clé de Peau Twilight one.
Oh, that's the whoa.
That looks like the Disney princess. That's over here. And this is it in different colors. Like I tried it in four different ways. So this is it in like their golder shade. I can't even, sometimes I'm looking in the mirror, I can't even see what's going on. So I may look crazy, but this is that. That was, and the liquid one. Oh, I put their liquid one on too. The one I told you about that looks iridescent. So that's the whole glow that's going on
this
right now.
This is all Clé de
Peau. Clé de Peau glow.
Clé de Peau glow.
Okay, let's move on to skincare moisturizer.
So drugstore, it's sort of a cousin of the clean is the fragrance thing. So I don't normally announce, I'm starting to like talk more about fragrance. So if you don't want any fragrance, then this is not for you. But the L'Oreal Midnight Cream, if you close your eyes and like put your hands in there, you feel like it's Chantecaille or like one of those ones that feel, you know, when it feels like butter that's been sitting out on the counter all day, like that really rich bitch cream.
Mm-hmm.
The L'Oreal Midnight Cream feels like that. It feels like rich, expensive, you know, real deal, like La Mer, like not La Mer because La Mer's stickier.
La Mer's stickier.
The non-whipped one, you know, the original one is more sticky. But I did on social media, I did put half my face with La Mer and half with Nivea, the tin. And an hour later, I went into my fiance not knowing anything. I'm like, which face side looks more hydrated and more whatever? And my people already knew which one because I had said it. And he picked the side that was Nivea. And it's the same ingredients except for that seaweed stuff, that miracle seaweed. So Nivea is a very good but fragranced product.
So my mom, God rest her soul, was a big Nivea person. That was all she would put on her face. That is my biggest memory of her. And she, by the way, she had the most beautiful skin. The most beautiful skin you've ever seen.
It's legit. And it's something that those little tins, if you just like buy them when you're at the store for $2, it's the kind of thing that maybe you keep next to your makeup table. Maybe it's not your nighttime routine because psychologically you want it to be fancier. You know, we have these psychological aspects to this packaging. So I keep it next to my makeup. So let's say you're screwing around trying makeup and you want to mix it with a bronzer to do one of those. Like that's the cream you do there. Or you wiped your face off and like you're redoing just sitting in front of the makeup table. That's what I'll use there. Cause it's really good.
It's a good base for
makeup.
It's a great cream.
It's a great cream.
Yeah. It's a heavy, heavy, like good. And as kids, we thought that big tin meant like body. And now I realize that tin meat, it is not. And they don't market
that
either.
Tin can mean anything. What about higher end?
Higher end, I love. I'm thinking I'm like in my cabinet right now of what I'm using. So I think I must've hit something else in the cart. And I found this like Lancome nighttime pink like it's supposed to be like, I guess, an overnight mask, but it's effectively a mask is a cream. A cream is a mask. I mean, you can wear a mask during the day. It's a very nice, really rich cream. And I'm a balm person. I know you guys are balm people.
I love a balm.
We love a balm.
I know you guys are balm people. I tried, what was that brand today that I just tried that was a mask? Oh, you know, because these brands aren't being marketed on social media, some of these brands that we always liked and like you forgot about, you just, I'll try their products. Epicurean.
Epicurean. Yeah. We're talking about
remember
that.
Remember Epicurean?
Yes.
From Burke Williams.
Yes.
Used to be. So they have a balm because some people don't like balms because they feel like it's going to trap their skin. It's going to be too thick on their skin. You know, like people are nervous of it. And I get it because if you break out, it could happen. They have a balm that's like really movable. You know what I mean? Like it's really beautiful. I just tried it today. There's a brand, if you like rich botanicals, meaning it's going to smell like you're in a spa and it could even be too strong for some people. Like it feels like there are like live garden ingredients in it while you're putting it on. It's called Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L.
But I just heard about this brand.
It's a discovery. It's something. I you know, sometimes it's strong. So there's a brand that's one of those type brands. Maya Chi is another one of those brands. Eve Lom is another one. Eve Lom is not at that same like.
I like
level.
Eve Lom
I
as
like
a
Eve
brand.
Lom.
That's a great.
They're a good cleanser.
They have a great cleanser.
Yeah, it's a nice. By the way, funny because I you know most cleansers to me it's, you're rinsing it off. Okay, you know Eminence has a great cleanser, and I know because if it's still in my house, I am not a keeper. I'm not this person who has these cabinets of this stuff. I want it out. So like if it's still here, it's like I loved it. So Eminence cleanser is still here, that pump from the beginning. It's great. And Epicurean, they have an herbal cleanser that like you rinse it off, but it's, you're still moisturized. It doesn't feel
that's
like it's
what we love.
You know
what
the, I'm blanking on the name of it. Oh my God. She's the facialist in New York. She's
Tracy Martin.
Tracy Martin. Her cleanser is always a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's just like a hero cleanser. I think she's had it forever. Her facials are incredible, but her she's a purple enzyme mask that you can use as an exfoliator or as a mask. It's like old school. I'm talking, this product is like 15, 20 years old. And then her cleanser is phenomenal. I don't think
I'm going to get it. So
the Amala cleanser, I think. Tracy Martin, TRACIEMARTYN.
The one I went in for one product that I went in for one product. If it's super expensive, I'll cringe a little. I'll be like, I'm not right now on a website buying a 350, you know, because I'm spending thousands of dollars that I bought and I was like, nope, you're not at the level was Sturm. Her bomb.
I'm with you.
Not the bomb.
I'm with you.
Wow,
and
okay.
That's going to lead me to my next question because I actually am at the hyaluronic serums.
What's worth it and what's not? I know we just,
The $300 Dr. Sturm serum, I don't think it's worth it. Sorry.
I honestly, I feel like with these, there's so many, now we got niacinamide, we got the peptides, we got this serum that it's confusing to people. That's why when that's who I'm talking to, person who's not, you guys are like, you know, maybe not experts. You're advanced.
We're advanced.
We're advanced
knowledge. We've got a degree.
You know, you're advanced. If you went to go skiing, you're not an intermediate. You're not.
We're on the black diamonds, guys. We're on the black diamonds of beauty.
You're on the blacks. Yeah, you're on the blacks. I don't think you're going like, you know, heli beautying, but you're on the black. So I'm talking to a person who's like, the fuck is this? And what's the, now it's this acid. Now it's that acid. What's the difference between this acid and glycolic, which is totally different. Like one's acid that's like hydrated, you know, it's confusing for people. So I'm talking like, what are we doing to get through the day? Cause I don't think, you know, I think a lot of it's hype. And I also think if you and I were to see if that one acid worked perfectly, we'd be using that one acid for 2 months. We'd never be trying another product.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's hard to be the Lumi laser that I got was $2,000. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't do it every day. So I can't properly judge it.
Well, that's like, what we were just talking about it. We agree.
I asked the facialist you had at the house on Sunday night.
Catherine Esposito. She's a hidden gem in New York and LA.
But I asked her what she thought about it. And she basically was like, if you have the time to do this for like an hour every single day, you could get like, you know, doctor office results, but you would have to sit and laser your face for an hour every single day.
That line, that thing.
Yeah.
Right. And also it's tedious because it's like doing arms. Oh, we did 10 curls here. Now I got to be an octopus and do 8 other legs. It's all over your face. It's not like the mask you just throw on. And
totally.
Do you think, do you like that thing? That people you like that.
I like the mask. I do. I like the red light, the blue light. I like the Dennis Gross
one. But
how
do you know? You like it. So do I. I like it too. But how do you know you like it?
Well, a lot of derms will say that the red light is great for inflammation. Now, does it work? I agree,
but do you know? Exactly. Okay. You don't really know. We don't know. Okay.
We don't know. I just do it and feel better about myself psychologically.
I think I look younger. I think I look younger when I take it off. That's really just mentally. Page. I'm like, great, you know, sold.
Same do page. You love any hyaluronic?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I love the, I can only speak on like vitamin C serums that I really think are good.
Which vitamin C do you like?
Well, the one that, you know, the SkinCeuticals that everyone likes, I like. But sometimes the obvious one is like, all right, shut up. But I like the Timeless one, which is significantly less expensive. And I like, I want to say it's Image MD. Image and Timeless.
I like the SkinCeuticals, but I don't.
It smells awful.
It smells awful.
Why?
I think
you
it
don't
smells
like,
awful.
I like awful smells.
It's sticky. I don't like it under my makeup, which if I don't like it under my makeup, I normally don't put it on. I think it's potent. But I find it, I don't know, peel. Mm.
There's one that just sent me one. And I want to say it's a brand called Nip Fab. And it's a vitamin C serum. And it's like, you can smell just enough of the vitamin C, but in a way that's not fake. Like not, you know, it's not like a Victoria's Secret candle. It's like real. And it's good. And the fact that now Bliss has drugstore vitamin C, they're doing a lot with vitamin C too, which I like.
Have you tried that Beauty Pie brand?
I have.
What do you
I like
think of that
Beauty Pie. I like it great. I like it a lot. They are not marketing a ton. It doesn't seem like they're doing a lot on social media. So it's not, you know, the hype, but
I
they
think
have good.
They're still out of the UK, like, right? So Beauty Pie, yeah. It's Marsha Kilgore who started Bliss.
She was at Glossier, right?
No, Marsha started Bliss.
Marsha Kilgore.
Oh, okay. So I like, they have little ampoules that are good. They, you know, they have thoughtful packaging. They have good products because that's one of the brands that I kept. That it's in the drawer that I opened up and like, you could tell the thing you could tell with a serum and you could tell with a cream. You could tell like the texture, you could tell about the absorption, you know,
that's so important. That's so like for me, it's all about the texture. It's how it feels. It's not too thick. It feels like plumpy. Like I like it when it's like, it doesn't go on too heavy, but it just goes
you
on.
You can tell.
You can just
I know.
Tell.
Like, I know. And that's why it's weird. But you the girls that get it. Like, it really is a situation where you can tell. And you can tell when they feel a little watered down, which is for, like I said, that's for like that daytime beach bag, different story, but it's not at the level.
And what about hair?
Yeah.
Let's talk hair.
You have great hair.
That's crazy. I only have great hair because I don't wash it very much.
You're like me.
All.
You're like me. I wash
my
hair.
I don't put heat on it.
Yeah.
I
never.
Don't color it. You know, I do my own roots at the house. I am very low maintenance like that. I'm getting my first haircut in God knows how long tomorrow. I'm not an expert on hair. But the hair tools, I went through all of those blow dry brushes. So I can be an expert on that. And I can tell you some shampoos that I know are great. Because I feel like in hair, it's like steak. I don't eat it often. But if I do, I know it's good and it better be good. Like with hair, if I wash my hair, I know I don't wash it that often. And if it weighs me down and gives me that film hanging on my hair, I'm pissed off because I'm not washing it for another couple of days. you know that feeling when you wash it and you've dried
it's the worst.
And it came out of the oven
and you're like, I need dry shampoo already. I need dry shampoo. That's the worst. When you just washed it.
That's
like dressing up a pig, dry shampoo. It's like a solution that just is not a solution. So I need fresh, clean, bouncy blow dry that has a little serum on it that's like, we're good. But like, I get pissed when I get screwed.
What's your favorite shampoo?
So right now I can't, I've been trying those growth ones, the Nioxin and the Axil. And I like I like them both.
Does
I
it
like
work?
Them. I know that they're combo platter when you're on these supplements of either Nutrafol or Nioxin and you're taking and you're putting the serums in at night and day. I know the whole combo works because there were a couple of days when I looked at myself, I'm like, am I transitioning into like an ape? Like I have like hair on my, I had like extra hair I hadn't seen before. And I was like, what? I'm like, oh my God. But I haven't done it in a couple of weeks. So it's something that I think if you stay on top of, yes, I think it does work. I think that of the tools, there's a new, listen, who, I don't know if anybody uses just a regular blow dryer anymore, but there was a very sleek, like ergonomic, thin bio something blow dryer that I talked about on a social media post today. But of those dry, of for those brushes.
The new Orbea brush. I love that brush.
I need to get that.
It's that detangle. Oh, I love it. It's like soft bristle. It's like a Mason Pierce, but like, I don't know. It's great.
It's another brand.
Mm-hmm. It's called Orbea. It's from Orbea.
I haven't tried it.
It's beautiful.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. I meant the brushes attached to the blow dry. There's one that like it starts with an L, like Le. What's the brand? Because that one was the best blow dry brush. I thought it's going to drive me crazy. Blow dry brush. I think that the Dyson, they're too hard. The bristles on the attachments.
I love my
She loves an air wrap. I'm not sold on it.
I like it. It's fine. The dry bar, it's too big and clunky and the heat isn't strong enough. The Revlon, which is great, but it burns your hair. So that's not great. Like it works, but it's like you get the baby burn hair. So we can't do that. Amica is the same different shit. There's one called like, and I want to be nice to this company because they deserve it. T3, it's heavy, but it has different attachments. Mm. So it's got like a different roll brush attachment and like a round Mason Pearson shaped brush attachment. And that I love. That's why I kept that one. That's the one in my drawer because of that reason. I thought, wow, it's got these attachments. It's driving me crazy, the name of this. I'll get back to it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you love what you're doing now, this shift?
It's so weird that, but yeah, like, yeah, because I mean, this isn't, you know, I've got my day job, which I love, and the podcast. I guess, listen, it's like everybody else. I was on the tail end of the pandemic when this. I had COVID when this started, but I guess it's one of these byproducts of COVID and social media and us now being just used to being always being home. We're not out, not because of the pandemic. Pandemic is like an excuse, you know, like we're just not out like we used to be. It's weird. We all changed into different people with different wardrobes and different shoe comfort levels. And like, so this was something for a very insular person that is a hermit. Like, so for me, I don't know what I would be doing. I'd be like climbing the walls, organizing spices. So it's good for a person that really doesn't like to be out. I don't like it. I really don't. It's not a bit. It's not a line. It's like a real thing.
I could talk to you for hours, by the way. I like literally want to get in my car when I get home and just drive.
You know, it comes off. Like we were talking, we were interviewing someone else today and just like that certain energy when you're like, oh, you put it out there and it comes back. Okay, we're going to do a little bit of rapid fire. Favorite thing about being a mom?
Favorite thing about being a mom is the humor and the snuggles.
Biggest vice.
Does a vice have to be like something you intake?
It can be. It doesn't have to be. It can be anything. No.
Like sort of disorder in of ways, whatever, right? Organizing. It's an illness. Organizing.
I love it.
Love it. Biggest pet peeve.
Biggest pet peeve is people walking into the door before people have walked out and small talk. I like big talk.
Go to cocktail.
I don't really drink that much anymore. And I have a wine called Forever Young Rosé. It's the only thing I really drink because it's so delicious and it really is like elevated. It hasn't launched yet, but it's from a vineyard that only 13 vineyards can produce this grape. And like, it's kind of, you know, the graduation from Skinny Girl. Like it's just, we're older. We have,
it's a rosé.
It's so stunning. It's beautiful. It's so good.
Oh, we'll try
it. Yeah. So I also like, you know, like making mocktails because I'm not drinking liquor anymore because of this sort of autoimmune thing I've been dealing with. So I make mocktails.
What do you have?
So it's called POTS. I didn't know what it was. I suffer from dehydration. This is a dehydration drink. So I suffer from severe dehydration and I have very, very low blood pressure. And I didn't put these all together. And on nights that I had drunk like hard liquor, like one night I had one substantial margarita, but still one margarita at like 7 o'clock, went to bed, woke up in the middle of the night. This has happened like 4 times, throwing up, dying the next day, had to have IVs. 2 days after, went to the doctor and he took my blood pressure and it was like, it's like 60, like close to 60 over 40. It's bad. You could be hospitalized. And he was like, what? He was giving me IVs, like more IVs. And he's like, I shouldn't even be letting you leave. How do you survive like this? And I'm like, I faint. I'm severely dehydrated. I have low blood pressure. I have to hydrate. I have to drink lots of salt and all this stuff. But I hadn't really attributed to something. Like I'd been to every doctor. You know, when you go, I don't know if you've ever done the doctor route, every doctor, every specialist, every blood test, every Canyon Ranch, every person. And you kind of stop. I haven't done the Mayo Clinic route yet. So I was talking about it on social media and a lot of people were like, it sounds like you have POTS. And I had never heard of this and it's an autoimmune disorder. And I told it to my doctor who's like been on the case with me. He's been like house trying to like send me to the cardiologist, send me everywhere. Cause you don't expect him to know exactly what I have, but people were talking about this. So it seems that I have, it's very clear that I have POTS. I even had like, I had like bruising the other day and people who have POTS like severely bruised. People that are vaccinated had a spike in this. People since COVID, this has been a big spike in this in women, and it's very big in women of a certain age. And it's the pieces are all coming together. And now I'm going to New Orleans to this specialist who has a 3-year waiting list, and he saw my case and he wanted to see me. So now I'm doing more blood and going to see him. But the alcohol, the hard alcohol, sipping wine I can handle, but like the hard alcohol, it's an absolute no.
And what hydration drink do you drink?
I have that Prime one, but it's like a strong taste in the fridge, or Gatorade. And this one is good. This is I can't wait to do a review on this. It's called BioLite. Cancer patient's husband created it. They say it's the same amount of hydration as an IV in a bottle. So they call it an IV in a bottle. And so I love that. I mean, I don't love, but it was created by a cancer patient's husband. So like, it seems like serious hydration. Dehydration is a real thing. And it's a real thing for me. And it's hard to keep up with it because you run around.
I know. I don't drink enough water.
I usually do it at home, not here. But
I don't drink nearly enough, even knowing this, even with this.
I do now the liquid hydration, the liquid IVs, like the little pack. I'll put one in my drink just in case I haven't drank enough during the day. Okay, let's get back to rapid fire. What's your superpower?
Multitasking and managing time and getting things done. No one can touch me.
We could be sisters, my friend. What's your sign?
Scorpio.
When's your birthday?
November 4th.
I wouldn't have. Scorpio, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Intense.
First thing you do when you wake up?
First thing I do when I wake up is let the babies out, the dogs, the babies are the babies. Go to let the babies out and unset the alarm. I've become a very serious security person. I never was, but someone broke into my car like in front of me and we caught them. So get up. Do the alarm, let the babies out, pee, make the iced coffee, and go right back in the bed.
You're an iced coffee person?
I am. And not because like I love it. I'm a kombucha person too. But not because I'm a matcha almond milk latte person, which is like it's like a milkshake at this point. But I like the ritual. It's the ritual of it. Like, let's do it. Let's get this out. It's something to do.
What's one beauty product you can't live without?
Oils and balms. Because like that's a balm could also be a mess. The oils and the balms.
Love it. We love it. You're happiest when?
When I know that I've gotten a good night's sleep.
We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
I mean, I wouldn't take it. I give my daughter's 12 and she just had a traumatic incident. And just like telling her to be in the moment and teaching kids to be present. Like, no question about it. Like, but like not just saying it at them. Really, really instilling in them, finding your way in, which I have done. I have a very, very, very present child, like a very spiritual mama. Can we be in the moment? Like, you know, that type of child, like really amazing. Meditates. I'll see her meditate. Like, she's really special. So to teach that is really nice. And I guess I did teach that. So I guess that's what I would teach myself.
You're great.
On beauty. Not about being a podcast guy. What's my grade on beauty knowledge? Were you surprised?
I was not
actually
surprised.
No, because you know, we research and we don't, I mean, we only have
you're on an
that.
A+.
You're an A+. Like you're Helly. Okay. You're Helly.
You're Helly skiing.
You're Helly skiing. But make sure you follow her. She has two podcasts, Just Be with Bethany. And again, you sold Skinny Margarita for $120 million. So I just want to make sure you get the credit. You have created...
Well, that's a reported number from the cover report.
Well,
so there have been different reports.
Let's say it's 50. Let's say it's 750. Whatever. You are a badass in so many ways. And you've always been very, very kind to me. And you were also named one of the 100 most popular, powerful celebrities by Forbes.
And thank you for making me laugh today.
We do it. I know.
Oh, my God.
A hard day this morning. And, you know, here we go.
I'm always here. If you want to laugh, call me.
You look great. I know you've been going through some health issues.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You look amazing.
Thank you. Awesome. All right. Well, congratulations on the show.
You guys, that's a wrap on Lipstick on the Rim. We'll see you guys next week. Make sure and follow Bethany Frankel. Listen to her. Become obsessed with her like we are. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Kenna Ryan, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.